Welcome back to Charlotte, where President Obama is candidate Obama again. But when he was candidate Obama before, he made 508 promises. How many has he kept? We want to check in on that with PolitiFact from the fabulous Pulitzer Prize-winning Tampa Bay Times, or maybe you're the Pulitzer Prize winner. I don't know. Bill Adair is with us. He's creator and editor of PolitiFact. I said Politico. I'm sorry. But just a tremendous job you guys do. So let's get to President Obama's promises. Give me an overarching.
You bet. Well, I guess we should start by saying it is an astounding number of promises. He made 508 promises in the 2008 campaign, very specific promises. And I think it was a function of the kind of candidate he was then. He needed to reassure a lot of Democratic constituencies that he cared about their issues. So he made specific promises on everything from urban planning to promises for parents who have children with autism to health care. And so what we have done is we've been tracking them now for almost 4 years and rating them on a feature we call the Obamator. So of the 508, we have 190 that are considered a promise kept. Mm-hmm. That accounts for about 37%. 14% are compromise and 16% are broken. Another 32% are rated either in the works or stalled. So we did, over the weekend, we did a really interesting story where we stepped back and we said, what was the most significant promise that he made and how did he fare on it? And we decided that the most significant promise was his promise to bring the parties together. And this was one, of course, that a lot of your listeners will remember from the 08 campaign, that he talked about there not being a red
state
America
state
and,
state.
A, and
yep.
a blue America. Mm-hmm. And so we have rated that a promise broken. Now, we should be clear, we rate things based on outcomes. That doesn't mean that it's, you know, all his doing that that didn't happen. Of course, he has faced a lot of obstruction, as the Democrats call it, from the Republicans, particularly in the House, and that has prevented him from doing a lot of the things he'd wanted to.
Yeah, his supporters would say that that was not a promise broken. It was a promise he was unable to fulfill.
But I think that that promise explains so much about his term, that it has been a term of some substantial successes. You look at the economic stimulus bill, it was packed with many of the promises he made, and so we have those rated kept. And of course, the health care law included many, many, many promises that he had made and that we've now rated kept. But particularly once the Republicans took control of the House after the 2010 elections, he hit a roadblock, and he really has been unable to do much with congressional approval since then.
But still, let's tick off some more of the kept. End the Iraq War, repeal, don't ask, don't tell, end the use of torture. Create new financial regulations. You have that in kept. That might raise an eyebrow or two.
Well, and I think, overall, they did do, to a large extent, what they said they were going to do, to create some requirements that affected the banks and the credit card companies. And I think, some of this can be seen already and when you get your credit card statement. In some cases, we had compromises. He promised that he would provide certain levels of tax cuts, and that didn't happen. He also made very deliberate decisions to sacrifice some promises. If we remember back after the 2010 election, he made the calculation that he needed to extend the Bush tax cuts, and he accepted the Republicans' requirement that he extend them even on the wealthy, which had been a promise. So we have that rated a promise broken. Mm-hmm. There were also some deals cut in the health care law. And what was fascinating about this, and I think this is another theme we found in tracking these 508 promises, I think President Obama, as a relative newcomer to Washington, learned about the reality of Washington and I think succumbed to the gravitational pull. He had made a promise that they would televise the health care discussions on C-SPAN, and this was one of the ways that he distinguished himself from Hillary Clinton in the primary. Well, that, of course, didn't happen. Where were the deals cut with the pharmaceutical industry and the hospital association? They were cut behind closed doors. So we rated that promise about opening up the discussions. We rated that a promise broken.
Okay. Here's some more of the promises not kept, again, according to PolitiFact. I think you mentioned the safeguard the environment by capping carbon emissions.
And that was one where it passed the House, but just never they couldn't get the Senate to go along.
Right. Help homeowners in trouble. It's sort of not kept, but maybe more to the point, not well kept.
Yeah, the actual promise was create a foreclosure prevention fund. And there were really some stumbles there early on and some independent reports that said that just wasn't working.
Well, and some would say he couldn't keep that promise because the banks, the lenders, were screwing it up. Okay, close Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. We heard a lot about that from, I think, Clint Eastwood, and Republicans didn't keep that promise, but some would say because states wouldn't allow him to move some of the detainees there. So, again, you know, a promise is not kept, but maybe couldn't have been kept because for political reason.
I should make clear, we do the same thing to to the Republicans and the Republican governors. We have campaign promise meters on our state PolitiFact sites where we rate them under the same terms. Yeah. So a promise kept is based on what's actually done.
That's Bill Adair, creator and editor of PolitiFact. They fact-checked President Obama's promises as a candidate, and we'll link you to that at hearenow.org. But in the couple minutes we have, Bill, we've been fact-checking last night. We have one piece of sound from last night that we want to do with you. It's our governor in Massachusetts, where we're based, Governor Deval Patrick. He succeeded Mitt Romney, of course, as governor of Massachusetts. He was speaking about Mitt Romney's record at creating jobs. Let's listen.
In Massachusetts, we know Mitt Romney. By the time he left office, Massachusetts was 47th in the nation in job creation during better economic times, and household income in our state was declining.
Well, Bill Adair, you fact-checked that and found it half-true.
Half-true. And the reason is we look at two things when we do this kind of fact-check. One, is the number right, and does the person deserve blame or credit for it? So, yes, the number's right. Massachusetts was 47th in the nation in job creation. But when you look and you look at the economics of Massachusetts and you talk to economists, they say, you know, honestly, governors have relatively little impact on a state economy.
And also, that was more an average of what it was. He was higher in his term, but that's an average of what it was when he left.
And very much a function of outside, bigger economic forces.
Yeah. Bill Adair, PolitiFact, thank you so much for fact-checking for all of us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to go out with a little Nina Simone, a North Carolinian, later in the program, music from Charlotte. Why not some Nina now? Back with that. Actually, in 1 minute, here and now.
And I'm feeling good.